You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlow. Hundreds of people gathered at the state capitol yesterday to voice their opposition to President Donald Trump's policies. Braving the cold, it was 20 degrees. There were speakers and people carrying signs saying things like, "Billionaires are robbing us," and "Deport Elon Musk." These protests were planned all over the country Wednesday. Madison was just one location. And here in Wausau, dozens of people also gathered in downtown, also voicing their disapproval of the Trump administration, yelling, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Elon Musk has got to go." Wausau area progressives and Democrats were there, lined up along the 400 block around midday. They're concerned about the recent moves to eliminate departments and fire federal workers. They encouraged people to vote in the upcoming primary and spring elections. And the two candidates for April's Wisconsin Supreme Court election are sparring over a television ad this week. Lisa Hale has more.
Liberal Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford is accusing conservative Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel of doctoring an image of her in a new television ad, violating a new state law that requires the disclosure of artificial intelligence being used in video or audio advertisements. A spokesperson for Schimmel's campaign told the Associated Press that the image was edited, but not created by AI.
And early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election officially got underway on Tuesday. Voters can cast their absentee ballot in person. Early voting for the spring primary will close on February 16th. The primary features one statewide race for superintendent, as well as various local elections. Tomahawk will be voting on a referendum, beginning with the 2025-2026 school year, for a $3.25 million per year non-recurring referendum that would end in 2028 and 2029. Head to myvote.wi.gov for more information. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined 14 other states in supporting gender-affirming care for trans kids. President Trump signed an executive order banning institutions that get federal money from providing trans folks under age 19 with puberty blockers, hormones, or surgery. Families and queer advocacy groups have filed lawsuits against the administration. Now, a coalition of attorney generals have stated that they'll protect access to care to the extent their state laws allow. And there's another fake social media post circulating with false claims about Milwaukee police. Stuart J. Waddles explains.
The fake post says the Milwaukee Police Department is working with ICE agents. The Milwaukee Police Association is confirming that the post is a hoax and is using a fake version of their letterhead. MPA President Alexander Alaya reiterated that the department does not engage in immigration enforcement.
And Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has co-sponsored a bill attempting to abolish the U.S. Department of Education by the end of next year. In a social media post, Congressman Tiffany said parents, teachers, and local communities should be responsible for educating their children. The bill would put that responsibility in state hands. The legislation comes as President Donald Trump prepares an executive order to slash spending on the department. Democratic lawmakers have vowed to fight the dismantling of the department. And Wisconsin Republicans have introduced legislation that would require state employees to return to their offices. The bill would require all state employees and workers at the universities of Wisconsin system to return to the office as many continue to work from home. Governor Tony Evers has expressed opposition to forcing a return to the office, saying remote work allows state agencies to hire the best candidates from anywhere in the state. Employees who were allowed to work from home before the pandemic would still be allowed to do so. The Wisconsin DNR is inviting us to apply to their seasonal staff positions at state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas. The seasonal work typically begins in the spring and runs through the fall. The DNR is looking for seasonal workers across the state for positions like park rangers, natural resource educators, and groundskeepers. If you're interested, you can find out more information on the seasonal postings and submit your application online. And the DNR is encouraging us to consider getting flood insurance in recognition of Flood Insurance Awareness Week, which is this week. Wisconsin residents could be eligible to purchase federal flood insurance even if their property isn't located in a special flood hazard area. The insurance can serve as a crucial lifeline for residents in the case of a flooding emergency, since it only takes a couple of inches of water to potentially cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home. and Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list. Managing the gray wolf population has been a long topic of controversy in the state, with some arguing environmental agencies need more flexibility in managing the population, while others argue there should be a set population goal. Wisconsin has also seen an increase in the number of wolf attacks on livestock in recent years because the wolf population has bounced back. The legislation would prevent judges from overturning the change. And the deadline to apply for wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfowl stamp funding is coming up. The stamp funds are available to organizations like conservative nonprofits, academic institutions, and government agencies focused on habitat management for the birds. The grant funding for the chosen applicants will be awarded in 2026 and 2027, and officials expect over $1 million to be available. Applications for the funding must be submitted by February 14th. A new study finds that car insurance rates will increase in Wisconsin this year, but not as much as in previous years or in other states. The study was conducted by the insurance agency Insurify, which says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to increase by about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper rates. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is providing guidance on merging for drivers to recognize the February law of the month. Drivers should remember to give themselves plenty of space to merge onto highways, especially when merging near a large truck, commercial vehicle, or bus. Drivers merging for a lane closure should take turns with other drivers in a zipper fashion, as well as yielding in roundabouts as they look to enter and staying in the same lane until they're ready to signal their exit. And the 2025 United States Championship Cheese Contest is set to take place next month, bringing together dairy manufacturers from 31 states to compete for the title of U.S. champion. Organizers say this year's contest has seen a record-breaking 2,400 entries. They're submitted for evaluation on showcasing an array of cheese, butter, and dry dairy ingredients across 117 classes. Judges will evaluate these entries on various criteria, including flavor, texture, and appearance, as they seek to identify the standout products that will earn top honors. And Aspyrus and Rhinelander recently opened up a time capsule from over four decades ago. The capsule included a scroll with signatures from past workers, coins, medallions, and more. The hospital says they'll reach out to the Sisters of the Sorrowful Mother to return any items that they want to keep. Otherwise, what's left behind will stay with Aspyrus to preserve the history. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks make another trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks have picked up Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Sims is 6'10", a backup center for New York. In exchange, the Bucks sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the Knicks. Milwaukee beating the Hornets in Charlotte, 112-102. Afterwards, players reacting to Chris Middleton being traded to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. Obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It still hurts. Those are your guys, and especially the guys that you've won with. Like family to you.
NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl. Packers running back Josh Jacobs says his team needs to add some veterans in free agency.
You know, obviously with finishing the way we did, and you know, we right there. So just trying to make it all make sense, put some more pieces together and figure it out.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer had a feud that not many people knew about dating back to the show Cheers. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, hosted by Danson and Woody Harrelson, Grammer says the feud started when Danson accused him of not always showing up ready to work. Grammer says he owned it and added that he was drinking too much back then. No fists thrown, curses exchanged, or hitting on each other's wives? That's barely a grudge. Sometimes it just takes a little convincing from someone like Steven Spielberg for an actor to take a role in a film. Actor Kiwi Han says he was offered the lead role as an action star in the film Love Hurts. The star of Everything All at Once and The Goonies told director Jonathan Eusebio no three times because he wasn't feeling it. That is until Spielberg convinced him he didn't need to look like Sylvester Stallone to be a hero. If Steve Spielberg gives you advice, probably best to take it. Love Hurts opens this weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are done with the snow for the most part, but it is going to be windy today, so there could be a little blowing snow at times, especially in rural areas. It'll be partly cloudy this afternoon, 27 our high, wind will be west, gusting to between 40 and 45. Two above tonight, 20 tomorrow, more snow on the way Friday night through Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable, temperature now 24.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.